are in Siman Shanai and Din Sif Beis and Chaber says Balabais Sheish Laharbi Batam B'Chatzer. If you have a homeowner who owns a bunch of different houses that are attached to a specific chatzer, V'Yishilan O'Iskiran La'Chirim, and he lends or rents out those homes to other people, V'Yesh Lo B'Kol Echad Mehem Dvarim She'enam Nitalim B'Shabbos Machmas Kavdan O Machmas Iser, and in those homes he still owns items which cannot be moved on Shabbos because either because they are too heavy to move or because they are usher to move. Shehim dvarim she'asur latalta mafil tzarich makoman, and therefore and the reason you're not allowed to move them is because they are usher to move even tzarich makoman. So there are things that are not going to be moved from these homes. Ein hadarim behem osur malav, the people that live now in those homes do not prohibit him from carrying in the chatzar. Fishanasu kulam korchem etzlo, because they're all considered to be like guests by him. And therefore, they're also allowed to carry to the chatzer, even though they didn't create an eruv, because everything is considered to be owned by him. Mishnah Berurah said this is only if he lent it to them for a long time, but if he did it for a very short time, then for sure it's not going to aser on him to carry into the chatzer, even if he doesn't have any items that are still in those homes. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that this only works if he leaves stuff in those homes. But if he could leave stuff in the homes, but he doesn't actually leave stuff in the homes, that's not enough, and he would require an eruv in that situation. If he doesn't have permission to put the stuff in there, he just leaves it in there randomly, and they don't care that he left it in there, but he doesn't have actual permission to leave the stuff in there, so then they're not considered to be guests by him, and they would require an eruv. If the homes don't belong to him, lo kanuyos, lo schuros, he doesn't own them, he doesn't rent them, even though there's stuff in there that can't be moved, then you would require an eruv. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he doesn't own the home at all, it's just that they're neighbors and they allow each other to go in and out and leave stuff in there, etc., then obviously it's not going to be considered an orach by him, because they just allow each other to use their stuff, but they don't actually consider themselves to be guests in each other's home. The Rama adds, V'yesh omrim, some say, the cholzek she'en dayorim b'chatzar elahim, is only if they are the only people that live in homes attached to the chatzar. Aval k'yesh diyorim achirim, that if there are other people that live in homes attached to the chatzar, umolichim eruvan etzlam, tzrichim kol echel arev, then everyone would need to join in the eruv. If someone rents a home from a non-Jew, and someone rents a room from that person, and when he originally rented the home from the non-Jew, he didn't have in mind he was going to rent a room to someone else. It's like the whole home belongs to him. And as though he rented out one of the homes to someone else. But if in the first place he was planning on renting out one of the rooms to someone else, havale shnei batim, they're considered like two separate homes, olamahani, afapishesh la'echam, and sisas yavais chavero, then even if it leaves stuff in that room, and it's like it belongs to him, we don't consider it like it belongs to him, and they're considered two separate homes. Sif gimel, chamesh chaburos, sheshavtu betraklim chukul b'mechitzos, if you have five people that are staying in one long hallway, alleyway, and you split it up with mechitzos. Im ovrim kulam zeh al zeh, if in order to get out you need to pass through the other homes, she'ein pesach pasuch lechatzer ala chitzon, the only way to get out to the chatzer is through the outer home, v'kulun ovin derech alav, and everyone goes through his home, ein tzrichan litein be'erev, ela shnayim hapnimim. The only people that need to join for the erev are the two inner homes, v'chol achirim chashuvim kebeishar lahem, and it's considered, all the other ones are considered a beishar for them. The post can point out that this discussion in Siv Beis relates to a hotel. If a hotel is owned by a Jew and he rents out rooms to guests where there's tables and beds, etc., that they get to use, even though he owns it, the Dvar Avram, the Chazon Ish say, is still not considered like the Baal HaBayis has Tfisas Yad, and he would need an eruv. It wouldn't be considered that he owns, that they are guests by his home. And the Mechaz Yitzchak says this as well. The Chuvas Neta Sorik says this as well. And the Chuvas Maharshag says this as well, that it's only considered to be that you're guessed by the person if he leaves stuff which the Baal HaBayis doesn't need. that the socher doesn't need and isn't going to use them, but the Baal HaBayis just leaves them there. But if it's something that the socher, the renter, uses, so then it's not considered to be a guest by you, and you would need an Eruv. On the other hand, the Shuvusme Yehuda says that since the Baal HaBayis can take the bed and the table, etc., and switch it with someone else, and the Orchim can't take those items out of the house, so it is considered to be as though the Baal HaBayis has Tfisas Yad. And Rav Moshe writes that even objects which he clearly rents to them, to the Orchim, is considered Tfisas Yad. So if you're in an apartment building, and the super is the one that owns the fridge, the apartment comes with the fridge, so that would be considered Tfisas Yad. And therefore, you would not require an Eruv in such a situation. The Shevet Alevi says that the halacha is like the Chazon Ish, that it's not considered to be Tfisas Yad, but B'Shas Adchak, if there's nothing else you could do, so you could rely on those opinions that say that it's okay. And you would not require an Eruv in that situation.